This is their version of The Wizard of Oz that they premiered a few years ago and are bringing back. And along with bringing back the production, they are bringing back a beloved Lexington soprano. Melissa Kelly had quite a career here for several years back in the 1980s and the 70s through the early 90s, singing with the Lexington Philharmonic and other groups, and singing a lot of music by her ex-husband, Joe Baber, who is a University of Kentucky music professor and composer. Back in the late 90s, she moved away to New York and is having quite a successful career up there as a church musician, which New York is a place where being a church musician, it can be a huge deal and full-time job, and working with numerous other groups. But she's coming back home this weekend to sing in this ballet the role of Glinda the Good Witch, and you're going to hear her sing, you know, some of the parts of the movie that we all know, like, you know, when she tells the Munchkins to come out, wherever you are. I don't know if she'll have the warble in her
voice. They ought to bring you back.
and she's also going to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I guess the dancer, Dancing Dorothy, doesn't get to do that one in the show.
Now, we also, of course, have the Oscars this weekend. For many folks, that's the highlight of culture. In the year. And it's a very Kentucky kind of Oscar ceremony, too.
We have a lot of rooting interests this year. You know, probably the big one is Jennifer Lawrence, who is up for the second time for Best Actress. And it's really looking like she will probably walk away with the award this year.
And, of course, she's from Louisville.
Right. And she is not – she's had a huge year. She started the year – starring in The Hunger Games, which is a huge title among the teen lit set. And, you know, both my teenage kids think she's the best actress out there now after she played the heroine in that. But she's nominated for Silver Linings Playbook, which is a very highly regarded film about a couple that both of them are dealing with some mental health issues, and they come together in kind of a quirky story and romance. And all, you know, most of the cast is nominated for acting awards in that film, and it's also up for Best Picture. Also up for Best Picture, of course, is Lincoln, which, you know, though he moved to Illinois, we still claim him. And of course, his wife, Mary Todd Lincoln, who is a native Lexingtonian. So, you know, a lot of Kentucky influence in the big Hollywood event.
And, of course, Sally Fields, who played Mary Todd Lincoln, I think she's up for Best Supporting Actress.
She is, and she came here. She felt like it was important to come to Lexington to research her role as Mary Todd Lincoln, and so she visited her home and all that good stuff.
Then this weekend there's a film festival that's being sponsored by the Lexington Herald Leader. You guys are calling it the Totally Awesome 80s Film Festival. So what kind of films are going to be on the agenda?
80s movies, and probably leaning very pop culture 80s. We start off with The Goonies, and then the following week is Coal Miner's Daughter. So we've got some deep Kentucky roots there. And then we round out with a trio of real teen-oriented films, The Breakfast Club, Risky Business, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off.